Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's it. I was talking about this the other day. Everybody's got their something, right? We've got our something on a lot of areas in life. Hopefully you have more of the good something. Hopefully you're getting a little something-something too, Dave Harrigan.
It's always nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. I'm Chad Hartman. That's Dave Harrigan. My voice is almost back to normal. Considering the health black cloud that's been hanging over me, I'll probably break my leg later today.
Maybe a little slip on the sidewalk, wet sidewalk, down he goes.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
That would not be good. My umbrella usage today, tremendous.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to applaud myself. Howling winds coming into my face, which means you have to angle the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
The umbrella, instead of being like 12 and 6,
yep,
I had it at about 2:30, 8:30.
Oh, interesting.
And you saw me after I arrived in a long, 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 long walk to the station.
Very long. Miles.
I mean, states. It was very Tom Hanks-like in Forrest Gump.
I just kept running.
Yeah, I just started running. Forrest Gump, slightly overrated.
Best picture.
Yeah, no chance. Lark, fun, pulp. Pulp did not win Best Picture over Forrest Gump.
It's incredible.
Stop the industry.
Such a huge miss.
At that point, did I have a drop of moisture on me?
I would say nary a drop. I didn't check your shoes. Perhaps there was some splashage.
My what?
Splashage.
Splashage?
Is that a word?
Yeah. Let's go with
from
it.
From a puddle.
Yeah.
But I, from what the umbrella would have blocked, I saw nothing.
Adam, my umbrella use coming in today was just tremendous. And you know I had to block a walk like a mile from where. Didn't get a...
Wait, are you using an umbrella?
Yeah, exactly. That's where we go.
What?
Turn in your man card.
Get wet like the
what
rest of us.
What kind of umbrella user are you? I see you as a clumsy.
No. I like to hold it up high, like up towards the...
Well, I couldn't hold it up high today. The wind was coming into me.
But you kind of use it as a shield.
I did, but I had it out front, and I had it about 2:30, 8:30. See, you're not good at that. You're a good traditional 12 to 6.
How the hell do you know?
The trades have talked about it.
The trades.
The trades have
talked about it. Umbrella use monthly.
Listen, I can go either way with the umbrella. I can go up and down. I can go forward. You go underneath. You don't even get the umbrella.
You're a five-tool umbrella. Man.
I'm a five-tool umbrella.
Five-tool guy.
Yeah. Like, I'm committed. I'm in a great relationship. Mm-hmm. If Michelle comes to her senses, I've never been on a dating app once in my life. If I ever do that, should I go, excellent use of the umbrella?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What other obscure things should you put on a dating site? 651-461.
The ability to identify a golfer instantaneously on a television screen.
I hit the remote just as the commercial is ending.
You know what is a good one?
That's a hold on. Don't be sliding that one. Do you see how he's going right past that?
I'm hearing that.
That's a Dave Harrigan. If you and I watch TV together, have we ever watched TV? Well, I guess we do every day, in theory.
You do, but we're not clicking.
We're not clicking. I am the best clicker in this room by far.
So you're watching a game.
Yeah.
Goes to break.
Wait a minute.
You click over to
watch McNeil Laird, first of all.
Did you realize you had to ask for my assistance moments ago to change the channel on one of these TVs?
That's this room does not count. I prefer TVs from the 1940s on. Okay, how old are these two TVs?
That's the first run high def.
Cedric Adams,
the original high
put
def.
These two TVs.
When motels started putting in the signs that said color TVs,
yes.
These are the ones they had.
Right? Couldn't we get closed circuit, Best Buy, Halston? Who else do we have is in the TV? I mean, basically right now you can go to Super America and get a TV for like $10.
Costco.
Costco's
a place to go.
Can't we get somebody? We don't have a studio sponsor right now, right? Because we're about to auction it off next week. Why not the Halston Entertainment, WCC Radio Studios, the Best Buy, the Costco? So we could have some TVs that actually.
Kirkland Studios.
Yeah. That's all good. Well, you agree with me, though, on my clicker skills. We have watched TV together, and they're tremendous. I know you know
I'm
that.
In awe every time we
you should
my
be.
God, look at that.
You should be. What other skill would you like?
Here's a great skill.
Yeah. Well, hold on. So we'll determine if it's a great skill. He right away called his own skill great.
Eyeballing.
Excuse me?
The amount of food you have and picking out the perfect container size.
Yes.
For the remaining amount of
great
food.
Great Tupperware skills. That's big.
Yeah.
That's... Who can't do that?
Well, sometimes you get one out, it's too small, and like you know that. You put it in there, and it's...
You're intimidated by size. We know that, okay?
And you realize you needed a bigger container.
Sometimes you pick a container that's too big. All of a sudden, you're taking up valuable fridge space with a container that's mostly
more
air.
Often than not
Who
happens.
Does that? Don't you? I mean, here's the other thing. We all have too much Tupperware, right?
Oh, my God.
We got much Tupperware that doesn't fit. Middle boy takes strange Tupperware to his house, never brings it back. Now I have Tupperware that never fits. Is that a frustrating part of life for you, Dave Harrigan? The Tupperware that looks like it should fit, but it does not.
No, we don't struggle with that. We keep a very tight lid on the Tupperware.
He's got a tight...
We have a whole drawer just for the lids.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's insanity.
Big Tupperware owns us. Who owns us more, Big Mulch or Big Tupperware?
I think Big Tupperware because you're using the name of the company.
And in reality, not many of us are actually using Tupperware. I think probably Rubbermaid is probably the leader. Now.
Ziploc, very popular.
Very popular. Okay, on weather days that are awful, and today is awful, it's blowing over 20. Mm. It's, what, 45?
I think 43 was what Ari gave us at the time.
Okay. It's pouring. And you want no part of it. Where does today rank in Adam Carter's calendar of weather? And what season are we in, by the way, right now?
Today's got me all confused. I
got to get an update here. By the way, my view of May as a garbage month, I'm coming back strong. This is a typical.
Started out so promising, too.
Well, I motivated
May. Fishing opener was fantastic.
I thought it was too hot for you.
No.
For the fishing.
No.
What is, I thought the ideal for a true fisherman, it's like 62 and cloudy and.
No, the temperature doesn't matter. You just need a little wind and overcast isn't bad. But you know, if you're going for walleyes.
Yeah. Where does today rank? Because this has got to be a strong contender.
Yeah, there's just nothing. You can't do anything. It's
no.
It's too windy. It's too rainy. It's too cold.
Dave, where does this compare to five below January 17th. 5 below, no breeze. Let's go no breeze. Mm-hmm. If we add the breeze, then it's just torture. Which is worse?
I think 5 below is better than what we have today. If you're talking no breeze.
I do too.
Yeah.
If no breeze. How about to the man we formerly knew as Mr. Sweat? You've controlled your glands much better the last 5 years.
I don't know. Bad on the dating.
Gland control. Another
gland control.
No,
you could
still
put that.
Going up on the dating app.
Put that up there.
Gland control.
I've
you know what?
Immeasurably improved my glands.
Here's the thing. Yesterday, I had an epiphany.
Really?
Because I mowed the lawn yesterday, and I don't know. Yesterday it was probably 58 degrees,
mm-hmm.
And I mowed the entire lawn. I was not perspiring at all. So
You're a push guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So shirt I realized on or off? That, like most people, I think
shirt on or off.
Shirt was on. It's a little cold.
Okay.
Legs though, you know, shorts on.
Shorts. Shorts.
But I figured that. I think most people probably, if the temperature is just a normal, like let's say 70, don't you think most people could get through mowing their lawn without sweating too much?
Yes.
I guess maybe I'm just 20 degrees cooler than the average person.
Be 12 in this case, since it was 58 yesterday. So you need.
That's the perspiration line.
So, like,
probably 60.
Is the air conditioning in your house like at 55? I mean, Dave, you're walking out of Adam's house. You're in a coat. He's walking out, tank top. You know, well, but you don't sweat as much.
No.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Dave, would you put that on the dating site?
It's got to go up there.
It's got to go up there. Okay. How about 92 and a sweat box? Like, just humid as
humidity.
Can be.
80%. I'll take it.
You'll take that over this.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Are we now saying this is as bad as the weather gets? Because it's awful out right now. Okay, how about this one? Because we all three of us hate this. It's the 19th straight cloudy day in winter, and it's 25, and it's brown out. There's no snow. It's just day after day after day of clouds. That wears you down, right? You're Mr. Seasonal Affective Disorder.
You're asking, I mean, are we talking one day or are we talking a stretch?
That's a separate category.
You're confusing me.
That's what I'm here for. Where does today rank on awful weather days, and what other odd items should you put on your dating site? Glandular control, excellent work with the clicker. What else do we have on there?
Food eyeballing.
Great top.
Oh, umbrella use.
And my umbrella use clearly is tops in the list. What do you have? Text work? We're back. 651-461-9226. We're talking water. It is a regular for me. When I wake up, I know for some of you it's tea. For some of you it's coffee. I apologize to you folks who are hypnotized by coffee. Ugh, gross. But Dave and I see the future. Most of you don't. What do you think of coffee? Give me just a non-word description.
Blech.
Thank you. Even if you want that coffee, you know how you start it? You start it with water from that great drinking system that you get when you partner with Kinetico. I pour myself a big glass of water right to start the day. And I'm not taking it from just the faucet. I am taking it from that drinking water system, and I've worked with Aquarius since the early to mid-90s. Bought my first house, early mid-90s, and within a month, I had Aquarius Home Services at my place. I need to cough, so I'm going to pause right here. Didn't cough once until I came in the studio. Now, here we go again. Aquarius will come out to your place and give you a free water analysis and find out. It's the way to go. Good tasting, safe water is essential. This is a family owned company. Really, when I'm trying to tout the water.
Could you use a glass of Kinetico water right now from Aquarius Home Services?
Hold on a second right now.
Take a big swig of that, all right? Loosen things up in that throat of yours. Come on.
Look.
That's disgusting.
Did you see that? That's not Aquarius water. I spit it out. What kind of acting was that? Did you like that?
I wasn't acting. That was a straight spit.
That was a straight spit. Should I do it again?
You don't respect the carpet. Shame on you.
Oh. Disgusting.
You're wetter now than you were when you came in with the umbrella.
That's exactly right. And there's a lot of jokes I'll leave right there. Aquarius is at my house. It's not here. Have it for your water softener, too. Aquarius is a great company, family owned since the late 80s. They are flourishing. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Twins Ticket Tuesday. Dave Aragon hands me a sheet. I look at it sometimes. I'm going to look at it right now. They're not playing tonight, right? Can we just
doesn't look great.
Stop with this utter nonsense? The Twins host the Royals, the very impressive Royals, this Saturday. First 10,000 fans to the gates will receive a Royce Lewis City Connect bobblehead presented by Sheboygan. Are those blue uniforms?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Kids love them.
Yuck.
Kids love them.
The kids
caller when you hear the thing and you get yourself some tickets.
Royce actually is connecting of late. Mm-hmm. That's helpful. That is helpful. The tentative idea is they're going to start at 5:10, last night's game, then continue on. I don't see it happening. 0-10. They get both games in today, Dave Harrigan. Then you, noted Tupperwareologist, Adam Carter.
-2.
Adam Carter. Yeah. Where are you at?
Zero.
Yeah. It's impossible. How many people will show? Let's say they don't cancel it. Okay. How many people are showing up for that 5:10 first pitch, if it's still just pouring and it's supposed to be just pouring?
Are you counting the teams and the ushers?
I'm not sure everybody from the team will show. I mean, do Carlos and Byron have to show? They're on the concussion list, you know? Are you a fraud if you have a dog and you didn't walk your dog today? If your dog needs to be walked every day, and you don't walk it, and you don't have the pool guy to help you out, should you be walking the dog?
I think you got to give the dog at least one walk to do the business.
Or does the dog say to you, I don't want to go out in that either. Why do I need to go out in that? I don't want to go out in that.
I think if you're a regular dog walker, if the dog is expecting one, two, maybe three or four walks a day,
yeah,
I think you got to do one.
Now let's bring in this guy, a guy who showed open disdain for his previous dog, but now has fallen in love with the new dogs. And the old dog has not forgotten that, by the way. Looking down, when you get home today, after you stop at 17 Lifetimes and do your cold plunge and your workouts and
juice bar
and ogle or ogle, whichever term you prefer, will you be walking the 17 dogs at your house?
No.
Because of your decision, because you don't think the dogs want to go for a walk?
They do not want to go.
I don't think they do either.
Especially Marge, who's older and she's really slowing down.
But yeah, that's
she
tough.
Does not want to go outside
I don't
at
think,
all.
Yeah, you're forcing your dog to go in the rain when your dog does not want to go outside.
He's got to go to the bathroom. All right.
How about a backyard? Just a quick backyard visit.
It's going to get wet out there. So I'll join him. We'll suffer together. We're in it together. It's unity. Plus,
one
then
Minnesota.
Then he plays a mean trick on me, and after I scoop up the first poop in the bag and tie it off, he turns around and lays down another one. Thanks, buddy. Now I've got to hold the leash.
Your dogs just so they don't go to the bathroom in your own yard?
Well, we don't have a fence in the yard,
oh.
So we take them on a walk every day.
Okay, but that's a non-answer. Okay, so you walk your dogs not for their comfort, their fitness.
It's to ruin somebody else's lawn
and to keep your lawn in pristine condition.
He still
I didn't
goes
realize
out
you lived at Augusta.
Multiple times a day in our yard. I walk him around our yard.
Not allowed to poop,
find a bush.
Yeah.
No, he can make a poop if he wants to, but that's usually a longer process. Takes about a good 5 minutes on the walk, and then he says, all right,
got
I think I've worked it out.
You got it down for the pooch, how long?
It's a good 5 minutes or so, sometimes 10.
How's it for you?
On the walk? I usually do it around the same time he does.
Good to know. Should we read some of these texts? Ah, yes, the Mary Poppins commuter umbrella, properly rated. Yeah. Proper umbrella use is excellent. By the way, I don't want a single rain total. Unless it's over 50 feet, do not send me a rain total. Where could they send rain totals, though, David?
I would say adam.carter@odyssey.com. You do, as we established a couple weeks ago, however, do want to know, in fact, despite your previous objections, where it is raining and where it's not. Is it raining in Plymouth right now?
Yes, it is. My catchphrase on a dating website is I do my best work in the dark, and it's not what you think. Ask me, and I will tell you. Tupperware, tossed it all, replaced it with deli containers, three sizes, all the same lid. Men tend to be much better judging space and volume capacity than women. Okay.
I think men overestimate, don't we?
Yes, dramatically. Great napping day. This weather is perfect for a Tuesday. What day does this weather scream? Is it a Tuesday? Or is this a Monday? Like, I've got the Mondays. Have you ever used that phrase once? I've got the Mondays.
I think I did yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But I think Tuesdays is a worse day. Tuesdays are lame.
Chad, it's hilarious you mentioned Halston. I'm making delivery next door right now, and according to Halston digital temperature on the sign, it's 39 degrees. Great day to be UPS driver. Yeah, I'm a big Halston guy. I've worked with Halston many times before. I had to attend dance recital for my grandchildren. My wife said you can go fishing this weekend and all week. Elite jar opener. Now, how long do you try the jar before you go to the knife and before you go to the hot water? Or do you have other tricks on your jar opening skills?
Muscle.
Okay.
Brawn.
Good old American brawn.
Brawn. Oh, my God. Every day there's someone that runs a red light. I check three or four times each way to make sure there's no one going through the red light. When you see a left lane closed ahead, you should start the zipper merging. The traffic flows much better than everyone piling the last few feet. This is coming out of nowhere. Maybe, are these the texts? Because we got into some driving issues from yesterday.
That's what it is. We got some texts that were
are they just popping
yesterday
up?
Topics.
Oh, very interesting.
One of them was asking me about the Kennedy assassination. What happened to Dallas?
Chad, you need some watermelon for your dry or sore throat. Works better than any medicine. Where does Adam Carter on your fruit rankings rank watermelon?
It's top five.
Top five, Dave?
If it's a good watermelon, it's right near the top.
Yeah. Can you judge a watermelon if it's still whole when you're at, you know, grocery store picking up your second rotisserie chicken of the year because the first one has lasted 4.5 months?
I got two of them on Saturday, actually. I know the tricks, but I feel like those are overrated. Nobody knows if a watermelon's actually good until you cut it open and taste it.
My dog hates the rain, won't go, won't even poop on the lawn, had to go out in the damn umbrella for crying out loud. We've had a rescue dog for over 2 months, close to it, and has not done his business once on a walk. Wow. That's tough. The dog would not go out unless accompanied this morning. Hates rain, but if by a lake, impossible to keep out of the water. People that can't figure out a roundabout. Yeah. Stop telling me it's raining. People are telling me it's raining. By the way, golf umbrella is the way to go. You're not really doing it. If you got one of those dainty, stylish umbrellas, get out of here.
Totes?
Yeah, the tote. Get out of here with that. All right. It's Ask Adam Anything. We got good stuff later. Sam Mitchell on the Wolves and Thunder. We got Hauser. We got Paul Applebaum on the Derek Thompson case. What is not allowed in the case? Excuse me? Why is that not allowed in the case? Makes no sense to me. Paul's going to help us out at 135. Mitchell's at 105. Hauser's at 205. Ask Adam Anything right now. What do you have? Phone calls would be fabulous. Text work also. 651-461-9226.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're too late. Let's get to it. If you...
Whose fault is that?
Mine.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go clubbing somewhere in Minnesota today, Adam...
I would have no idea.
Where would you go?
So over the fishing opener was up in Cross Lake.
Big clubbing area.
Moonlight Bay.
Oh, I've been there.
That might have been one of the last actual clubbing places I've been to. But I talked about you make the transition from clubs to pubs at some point in your life.
Yes.
And for me, that was probably, early 30s.
Early 30s.
Maybe even late. I remember going to the old Moose They used to be right there on Highway 13.
So
in my, but no, can I finish?
No.
Can I finish?
Hold on. No, you can't. What do they say, Cox? I'm claiming my time back.
Claiming my time.
Yeah.
I went there with my buddy in our late 20s, and I felt very old to be there.
Yeah. We're going to socialize sometime in the next couple of weeks. How about when the initial soiree ends, I say, let's go clubbing.
School night. Can't.
School night cannot. I know. I'm testing you on that night, aren't I? Adam, occasionally someone will wink at me. It creeps me out. Do you have the same reaction?
A great story about when we were in Italy. Jen and I went to Italy a couple summers ago.
First, he calls his own story great. Then he mentions he was in Italy. Okay. I was driving my Lamborghini.
Right. Yes. Oh, it was a big soiree. It was a big insurance soiree. And they had this big, beautiful dinner, the final. And we were sitting right next to the pianist.
Oh, very nice.
And he kept...
Adrian Brody?
He had a big book of songs. And another guy at the table, he said, do you think he knows November Rain by Guns N' Roses? And I'm like, there's no chance he does. We walked over. November Rain starts playing it. And at least six times during the performance, he looked over at us.
Gave the wink?
Was winking.
Okay,
playing.
Did he go to his book?
Yes.
Okay. Dave, do you think the pianist community likes it being likes it referred to as their book? What do they call that? It's got to be something much more pompous than that, right? Their collection of music?
The songbook?
The canon? The catalog?
What do we got next? In keeping with the John Rahm into the PGA, have you ever been someone with one of your frequent errant golf shots? Did you see that?
Yes.
Right off the cranium.
Yeah, the guy, I mean.
To right in the middle of the fairway.
Yes.
Yeah, that could have been bad.
Members bounce.
He's not a member. That's a high level golf cliche. Nice.
Every time I hear a bad golf cliche, they get chatting. I wonder how he stands on that one.
I hate him. Oh, my God.
Lot of meat left on the bone.
Exactly.
Other bad golf cliches. 651-461.
Exactly.
9226.
I did. This is growing up. I think we started participating in this golf league, Brookview. I think we were maybe 12 or so. And on the, let's see, what it would be, the treacherous fifth hole at Brookview. Still a solid course in Golden Valley. You hit over this little stream, then it goes up a hill and down a hill. And so in our group, this guy hits the drive, and this guy starts walking back up the hill.
Ooh.
One hop, hits him.
Ooh.
Goes down, knocks him out.
Oh.
We all had to go running down there, and ambulance had to come. That one was not good. Not good. That didn't work. It wasn't quite the PGA Championship as John Rahm was participating in, because that's not good.
I've never hit anybody with a drive. Smashed a window one time that was epic.
Ooh.
I mean, it was like a rain of glass. It was fantastic.
I'm sure it was fantastic for the person who owns the car.
No, it was a house.
House. I'm sure they loved it. Adam just loved that he just damaged
their
window.
Here's why. Because I walked up. And
don't live there.
The guy comes
out.
And
it was Halle Berry.
The guy comes out.
She was naked.
I said, I am so sorry. He said, don't worry about it. That was it.
What?
Yeah. Crystal Lake in Lakeville.
Who's that accommodating to a window? Was this guy, did this allow him freedom? I mean, was he kidnapped?
No.
But maybe he just needed a new window. Now he's got insurance to pay for it.
That. Probably.
I will say this, and I'm not going to identify the person, but someone who is frequent to either Adam and Jordana's show or this show once dated someone, and this person winked an inordinate amount of time.
Became creepy.
Like, I couldn't decide. It wasn't a condition, right? It was this person thought it was cool, right?
Can I tell a golf ball story, though?
Of course you can.
One of my best friend's dads was golfing at Southview Country Club. This was decades ago.
Yeah. tight driving fairways at Southview.
Blind drive comes over the hill, and there's
tape
a man.
Tape mark.
There's a, yep, tape mark. There's a man and a woman. The woman's laying in the grass, and she's dazed. My friend's father comes up and says, oh, my God, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, we can go and get some help. No. Guy wasn't his wife. It wasn't his wife.
Oh, that's pretty good. Pretty.
And the my friend's dad. It was the.
Yeah. Yeah. In the gossip scene, so when Robert Sarver owned the Phoenix Suns, there were all sorts of awful stories of treatment. Now, the guy who we thought was going to be our savior, Matt Ishbia, there's still trouble there. In fact, in this lawsuit, one of the rumors is the CEO was sleeping with one of their star players, Sophie Cunningham. How about that? How often do we hear that? Where an executive sleeping with one of the players. I like gossip. Do you like gossip?
I do like gossip.
Dave?
Who doesn't like gossip?
Susan Jones loves gossip.
Of course she does.
Who's second to Susie? It used to be my father. Used to go, Susie one, my father was an underrated gossip spreader. Loved it. Who's number two now in the building spreading gossip? On that note, we'll take a pause because America wants to know. Hi, everybody. We'll be back. When we come back, who's the biggest gossip spreader at CCO Radio? Tune in. Stick around for the spots now. All right. What was the question again? I'm too busy talking about gliders.
Who's the
eating your forehead.
Best gossiper in the building?
Yeah, second bell. Susie's number one. Okay, Susie's number one. Well, the problem is nobody's upstairs anymore. Yeah. We've lost part of the gossip engine.
I can't even think of anybody.
How about Lindsay Peterson? He's a good gossip.
Yeah,
you know, good gossip. Mark Fry.
Steve Simpson, pretty good.
Steve Simpson's pretty, yeah, I might go Steve Simpson.
Yeah.
Because he seems to have his pulse, right, on a lot of stuff, you know. Especially for somebody's here at 2 in the morning. How much would they have to offer you to switch to the Steve Simpson shift? So what time does Steve arrive? 4?
Yeah, probably 4.
Okay, so where you live, 3:30. Where you live, that's 2 hours.
Yes.
Without traffic. So you're getting up. No, you'd have to get up at 2, right?
Yeah. No.
Triple your salary.
Oh, geez.
It could be night talk.
Yeah.
It's a lot of night talk at 5 a.m.
That's right.
I mean, very little non-night talk. That stuff. I appreciate your hard question, Tex. Yeah. It's ask Adam anything. It's not exactly, you know,
right.
What do you think of the Middle East?
Yes.
You know? Is the guy doing your traffic Scott Ryan related to Tom Ryan? Sounds just like him. Who's Tom Ryan? Yeah. I know a Tom Ryan. Used to run the MGA, but I don't think that's it. My ex and I have been secretly meeting for drinks. Sometimes it gets a little steamy. Is it something I should continue from a texter?
Oh, it's a dangerous road to go down. Sounds like the road is already half traveled.
I think you're deep into that road.
What if you think
you love the person?
That's probably still very strong feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one to walk away from. If you now realize, now this is a hard question. If you now realize, or both of you realize, you still love each other, and maybe love who you're with also. I know the truest ways, stay with who you are, right?
Yep.
You made that commitment, and there's absolutely nothing against that. But if you feel like you have really, really strong feelings, that's a hard one, right?
Hard, but yes, other people's considerations certainly should be at the
forefront. 100%. Adam, I'm thinking of going to see Tyler Childers of the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen him multiple times at Red Rocks asking the expert, is it worth it? Excuse me. Why am I not included? I was there. I was at Tyler Childers.
But I've recently been to Tyler Childers and the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, that's fair.
Absolutely, 100% yes. In fact, I didn't even know he was going to be there. I might have to look into that. It's such a great venue.
I was blown away by how much I love Tyler Childers. But that's when the coughing episode started, which led to the rib incident. So maybe I now have a block with Tyler Childers. But that guy's voice, I mean, seeing him in Sturgill within a few weeks.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. And by the way, the sound that night at Target Center.
It was good.
Was really good. Mm-hmm. Adam, what's the strangest radio interview moment you've experienced since you started? Not just the person says show. Let's go in.
Oh, yeah.
Since you started in radio.
Oh. I'm trying to. There's just been just people that I don't remember who they were. They were, you know, various spokespeople or newsmaker of the day where I interviewed them, and they clearly either got nervous or lost train of thought, and they just kind of melted down in the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
That has happened before. Strange. I mean, I can't recall any, like, somebody, like, hanging up on me or saying that's out of line. I'm sure it's happened.
Might have happened to me recently.
Yeah.
Adam, with Noah's Ark in the news, if God asked you to build the Ark, would you do it or would you blow them off?
I'd call my friends at Linda's Construction.
Very good.
I mean, I'm not doing that kind of work.
Andy.
I need an Ark.
Big individual call. Does Adam enjoy certainty? Does he enjoy the joy of certainty?
Oh. There is lots of joy in uncertainty, however.
Yeah?
So, I mean, it's nice to know when something is certain, but I could take it or leave it. I'm uncertain about certainty. What do you think of that?
What about that answer?
Take it or leave it. Flip a coin.
Take it or leave it.
You're not going to put that on your dating website.
Uncertain about certainty.
Oh, my
50-50.
50-50.
You know, sometimes you know what's going to happen, sometimes you don't.
Who am I to say? Which WCZ Radio former host frequently said, who am I to say? Adam, what's the strangest food you've ever consumed? Ooh. And that's it, right? That's our finale right there.
Sea urchin.
Sea urchin.
Mm-hmm.
Did that crawl across?
It wasn't moving
the lobster,
at the time.
And did it dive into your forehead?
No.
That's for a mutual friend of ours, and we're shaking our heads over the sugar glider. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Sam Mitchell on Wolves and Thunder when we come back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.